Susanna could see why men would be taken by her. Even now, that breast was a perfect coral-tipped globe that seemed more fit for a man's hand and a man's lust than a baby's nourishment. Mia lowered the chap to it. For a moment, he rooted, as comically as he'd goggled at her, his face striking the nipple and then seeming to bounce off. When it came down again, however, the pink rose of his mouth closed on the erect pink bud of her breast and began to suck. Mia stroked the chap's tangled and blood-soaked black curls, still laughing. To Susanna, her laughter sounded like screams. There was a clumping on the floor as a robot approached. It looked quite a bit like Andy, the messenger robot. Same skinny 7 or 8 foot height, same electric blue eyes, same many-jointed gleaming body. In its arms, it bore a large glass box filled with green light. "What's that fucking thing for?" Sayre snapped. He sounded both pissed off and incredulous. "An incubator," Scowther said. "I felt it would be better to be safe than sorry." When he turned to look, his shoulder-holstered gun swung toward Susanna. It was an even better chance, the best she'd ever have, and she knew it, but before she could take it, Mia's chap changed. 4. Susanna saw red light run down the child's smooth skin from the crown of its head to the stained heel of its right foot. It was not a flush, but a flash, lighting the child from without. Susanna would have sworn it. And then, as it lay upon Mia's deflated stomach with its lips clamped around her nipple, the red flash was followed by a blackness that rose up and spread, turning the child into a lightless gnome, a negative of the rosy baby that had escaped Mia's womb. At the same time, its body began to shrivel, its legs pulling up and melting into its belly, its head sliding down and pulling Mia's breast with it into its neck, which puffed up like the throat of a toad. Its blue eyes turned to tar, then back to blue again.